Welcome to another episode of the Josh Potter Show. It must be Wednesday, or whatever day you really watch it on, to be quite honest with you. Tis I, Josh Potter, here with you once again, and boy oh boy, Agent Roach has been busy getting me some shows. Oh, I'm so excited. It starts all up here, coming up April 26th and 27th, Huntsville, Alabama. Stand up live. Get those tickets. Everything's on sale. May 3rd, Seattle at the Hereafter. May 17th and 18th, Chicago, Illinois at the Old Comedy Bar. May 30th, Washington, D.C. And then we're going to Allentown, Pennsylvania, May 31st. Tim Butterly's going to be there with me at the Emmaus Theater. We got June 14th and 15th in Houston. Then we got June 27th in Baltimore. Rescheduled that bad boy. June 28th, Cleveland, Ohio, just went on sale. Also, that just went on sale, Boston, Massachusetts. August 10th, Laugh Boston. August 15th, Omaha. August 16th and 17th, Des Moines. We even got September dates coming to Portland, coming to Long Island. Oh boy, so many things. Get over to thejoshpotter.com, thejoshpotter.com, and get all your tickets there. You can also find details on Behind the Jeans, which goes live, if you're watching this on the day it airs, it goes live at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. And of course, there's the Patreon, patreon.com/thejoshpottershow. Rate, review, subscribe, that whole thing. Oh boy, I'm glad it's all out of the way. And with us, our very special guest, our favorite guest, Chase O'Donnell, folks.
Yay! Okay, I would just like to say,
yes,
I've already said it off camera, love the look.
Oh, I forgot. I went as Fred Durst to a party last night, so I thought I'd keep the, I even have earrings on, you can see.
Mm-hmm. And I love the look of your set. And I know it's been this way for a while, but
yeah,
the last
time
I was here, it was not. And I just...
The last time you were here was our first episode here in this Roach Motel studio. And yes, it was very barren compared to
now it is
what it is.
The curtains, the lights. I would also like to say...
Yes.
Again, this has been said off camera, but congrats on the Comedy Store.
And, oh, you don't have... Thank you.
Well,
I appreciate
there's just
it.
A lot to, updated since I was on the show last.
Yeah, that's true.
And congrats on Behind the Jeans and just so many wonderful things. So cheers.
Cheers. I thought you were going to say I'm extra caffeinated and I'm feeling weird because that's what Chase told me off
camera.
Okay,
well, off camera, yes, I'm extra caffeinated, but I don't know what's going on with me. I've been sleeping so much.
God bless you. Let your ass sleep. Who cares?
Well, I go, maybe I need it.
Yeah.
But I even like, I woke up at 7. I went back to sleep till 10. And then I wanted to just, I could have just slept all day.
Yeah, I've been there.
So I went to Starbucks. I got a coffee. I got an espresso shot. I got here. I'm on a Red Bull.
Trust me, I can't wait till people get the hell out of my house so I can go back to sleep. I'll tell you what. Had a Dominican lady in here cleaning all day, listening to God knows what kind of music, and I'd love to go back to sleep, too. I'll tell you, I could sleep all day.
You mean Dominican music?
I think it was, but I think it was some other nonsense, too, mixed in there.
Okay.
Just some, you know, some noise that the kids listen to.
So anyways.
Cardi B's and stuff. No,
that's not that people love that music.
I know. Oh, yeah. You're going to hit that.
Well, I was going to preface it by saying I don't do well talking once I hit this.
Well, I can talk pretty much for the both of us. And you do pretty good, I think. More better than you think.
I always.
Why don't you give it a try? This is the perfect time to practice.
This is what's going on in my head. I'm going because, you know.
Are you worried of canceled stuff? You get like
I'm worried
your brain
people,
in a pretzel?
I'm worried people are going to go, what's wrong with this girl? She can't even talk. I think like the comments are going to be mean.
I don't think so. I think you're misguided in your assessment. You're already going into the boat ride thinking the boat's going to sink.
Yeah.
Can't do that.
Yeah, I know. You're right. Change the way
my
brain thinks.
Rewire your brain. Get rid of that negative self-talk. I don't even think you did it. I don't even think you let the coil heat up for a second.
Nothing?
I don't think I saw anything.
No, you got to pull it a little longer than that.
Well, I was
mean,
nervous.
You really just took a sip off of it.
Got boy, camera shy.
Yeah. Of course, Chase's OnlyFans special is out there right now. You didn't do it. I don't think.
Did
oh, there
anything
it goes.
Come
now
out?
You did it. Now you did it. Yeah. It was a little deeper than I thought.
Yes, my OnlyFans special is out.
It's out there, folks. She has an OnlyFans account.
I have an OnlyFans account. There are lots of men sliding into those DMs on OnlyFans asking.
What are they asking for? Have you ever heard heinous talk like that?
Yeah.
Take your time.
Listen, it's nothing new.
You've heard this talk before.
But they're all wanting, like, where are the nudes?
Yeah, they want the the typical OnlyFans fare.
They're going, what am I doing on here if not for... So, you know, if you subscribe to my OnlyFans,
that's so weird to hear you say.
The content you'll receive is, you know, like on Instagram, how I do like those dances.
Mm-hmm.
I've stopped really doing those. They're only on OnlyFans.
Oh, boy, that premium content, folks.
It's only on OnlyFans.
If musicals are real, it's only... Oh, you can only get it on OnlyFans.
No. Not if musicals are real. Just dances.
Oh, just dances in general.
Yeah. Dances in general.
Dances in general?
OnlyFans.
On OnlyFans.
Only on OnlyFans.
Now, guys are like, why don't you do that, but sexier dance?
I know. Well, yeah.
I know. It's got to be tough. I mean, a tough place. But go check out the special, folks. Go sign up. If you're on there jerking off, maybe you want to laugh a little bit while you're on there, too.
Well, I think OnlyFans, they're trying to get people on there not just for sexual content.
No, yes, of course.
They're trying to branch out, and getting comedians on is a way to like be like, oh, look, we have other content than just what you think.
One of my good buddies, Hormos, who, by the way, his fiance Angie is the one who hooked up the earrings.
Oh.
Yes, for yesterday. Tape glued them to my face. But Hormos is also on OnlyFans. He did the special with you.
The same episode as me.
Yes. So it is jarring because I did, like, I helped him out with the, like, signing up or whatever, giving him a tip or whatever the hell, because he had to get tips. And... It's just bizarre when I do crack open OnlyFans to use it for OnlyFans purposes. Then I see Hormos' face all of a sudden. I go, yeah. I got to unsubscribe. I watched the special, though.
How's Hormos doing on OnlyFans?
I don't know. I try to avoid it. I hate that when I'm scrolling and it's like, it's me, Hormos. And I'm like, Jesus, Lord, I'm trying to come over here.
Yeah, it's interesting. Anyways, I really would love you guys to subscribe to my OnlyFans because it'll help me out financially. It actually is a good moneymaker if people support my work.
Yes, and I've got to do yours too, like I did Hormos. Now
I charge.
That's fine.
It's $10 if you want to see my dances.
So wild, you're on there. I can't believe it. Anyways.
Okay, anyways. I did it live. I went live on OnlyFans. Zero views the whole time. Not a single person joined.
Not even to check out and see.
Not even
maybe,
to check out what was going
maybe
on.
Maybe there would be something, but they didn't even want to know.
He's doing stand-up. Were you telling jokes or just hanging out?
I just, you know, I was just hanging out. I was just like, hey, I'm live.
Two OnlyFans, you said that.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to have subscribers so that they know you go live. Right?
I have subscribers.
And they just said, nope.
Nobody tuned in.
Mm, okay. Well, hey, next time, you know. All
I'm
right?
I'm contractually obligated to go live once a month.
Oh, boy.
So I'll be going live a few more times.
So check it out, folks. Chase's OnlyFans. What is it? Just Chase Elaine?
It's Chase _ Elaine because Chase Elaine is a porn star.
Did you have trouble? You had to throw a porn star.
Well, no,
underscore
I just thought how fun. Like, hey, you guys, this is my username.
Yeah, how fun to confuse the people and get them all into a sweaty anger when they realize, oh, it was all a goof.
It is April Fool's. Well, we're filming this on April
Ugh, I know. It sucks. The worst day ever.
April Fool's. Gotcha.
Well, it's time to get serious. Let's get into some news topics, eh? Shall we? And I came across this video. I love these things. It's I had one. What was it? Last week we had one where a man fumbled the bag. It's these training videos, these old school training videos for restaurants or corporate life. And they kind of go through like what not to do. Like if you got a new job, you'd have to sit down and watch these things.
Oh, yeah.
So here's one that I found very interesting. I think they're discussing maybe dealing with diversity in the workplace.
Okay.
On your computer.
Oh, Rosa Parks. Hey, did you know they're going to build a statue of her and put it in the U.S. Capitol building?
Oh, that's great. She deserves it. Mm-hmm. Hey, did I ever tell you my grandfather worked with her to start the civil rights movement?
Really?
Yeah, he was the guy who was like, get up, move it, lady, get to the back.
Waka waka.
Never would have happened without him.
Now, that's a great LOL. I mean, come on. That's like, she didn't even crack a smile. He almost said it's serious, so I kind of believed him for a second. What if that was his father?
This is so funny because you know these are actors that were so excited to book the job. And this is, they really took these roles seriously. I think that guy should land a sitcom. That was, great, was great timing.
The woman, imagine being in her position where it's like, I really need a job. So I'm going to take this acting gig. And then they're like, okay, so you're a woman who is black. And you're going to say something about Rosa Parks. And a guy's going to say something incredibly egregious to you. All right, go. I don't think you need a real Shakespearean actress to pull that off. Could have just pulled the lady off the street. Got a reaction. But yeah, it's probably, I'm assuming this is one of those.
You really could.
What not to do. Sometimes jokey jokes in the workplace might go a little too far.
Honestly, this was such a well-written sketch.
I've never heard that one before.
I haven't.
I'm not going to lie. Have you heard it?
I haven't heard that before.
I've heard the old, my grandpa was in the Holocaust. My grandpa died in a Holocaust. He fell from one of the guard towers. I heard that one before.
Oh, I haven't even heard that.
LOL. You hear that one a million times.
You do. Haven't heard it.
Yeah. Huh. This one, though, I've never heard that one where the... What a famous, who is the man who told her to go to the back? That's what I'd like to know. We really should get to the bottom of that and thank him. It kind of raised awareness of one of the heroes of the civil rights movement.
Yeah, let's see. Oh, driver James Blake.
Now, what happened to him was he...
he was a bus driver.
What happened? Does it say anything about his later life? Of course he was a bus driver. He probably was just telling everyone. Could you imagine if that day he was just like... So in such a terrible mood, he's just telling everyone to go to the back. Get in the back. All y'all. I don't want to talk to any of you.
Yeah, what if he was just like...
In a shit mood.
Just in a bad mood. Yeah.
But what if he was just really, like, diligent about his job? You know what I'm saying? Like, it was a rule.
Yeah.
He's just a real big rule follower. He's like, hey, I don't write the rules.
He apparently worked at the bus company for another 19 years after that.
They couldn't fire him for enforcing the rules.
And then he died of a heart attack.
Yeah, God, because he's so stressed out. Why does everyone hate me for just doing my job?
Wow.
I didn't make the rules. Call Congress if you don't like it.
You know what? You're right. Can we watch that video one more time?
Of course.
I just think I got a kick out of that acting scene.
Who's that on your computer?
Oh, Rosa Parks. Hey, did you know they're going to build a statue of her and put it in the U.S. Capitol building?
Oh, that's great. She deserves it. Mm-hmm. Hey, did I ever tell you my grandfather worked with her to start the civil rights movement?
Really?
Yeah, he was the guy who was like, get up, move it, lady, get to the back.
They should have had a guy with him be like, good one, Jeff.
Fuck you.
Oh, she said fuck you at the end?
Oh, she said fuck you.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't catch that part the first time.
Me neither. I'm glad we rewatched.
What if at the end of this,
it's like... You're fired.
No, at the end of the training video, they go, now, her reaction, not ideal. That's what the whole thing's about.
Yeah, that was the video.
Yeah. Now, if somebody were to tell you an offensive...
What was wrong here?
If someone were to tell you an offensive joke in the workplace, you're supposed to take that in stride.
Yeah, you have to go high. When they go low, you go high.
Act like you're a mature adult for once.
This, I feel like, would be a scene from The Office. Like,
bandying
it really...
Yeah, it was. Maybe it was a prelude.
Is
that Jim from The Office? He does have that shaggy hair.
Yeah.
I love how they make it like the dipshit guy, too, where it's like his hair's a little shaggy. He's kind of fat. He's just kind of like, hey, what's up? Yeah, no, I had a few Budweisers, watched the ball game last night. Now I'm here doing my fucking reports or whatever. But he's the office jokester.
It is interesting how the writers got into that bit. Who's that on your computer?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And also, they come in, they go, having personal things on your computer also frowned upon. Please refrain from any religious or racial figures that might spark comments like this one.
Clearly, she wasn't doing her work. Yeah, yeah, he had every right to. Wow.
Looking up personal things on company time is frowned upon, despite them being perhaps morally and righteously purposeful. These types of things can be done on your own time.
I feel like I'm at a personal comedy show.
If she never had Rosa Parks on her laptop, Jeff might have never brought it up.
He put it up.
The inner city blacks.
Well, we have some other serious business.
I give that one 10 out of 10. Thank you for showing that to me.
Of course.
That was fantastic.
Of course. Well, we've got something that you might not find fantastic. Uh-oh. This comes to us by way of DRP, a Roach reporter who out there won a Roachie last year, as a matter of fact. JoshPotterShow@gmail.com is where you can send in your Roach reportings. And she wrote me an email. It says, looks like the school district on this one is going to have to pay lots of money.
Okay.
When I was a kid, the teacher just gave me a better grade when I tasted his semen.
What? I'm sorry, this threw me off.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's the email there. So let's see what happens. The Los Angeles Unified School District will pay $3.55 million to two more individuals who allege they were abused as students by former teacher Mark Burnt. One of the former students at Miramonte Elementary School, where Barnt taught for decades, will receive $1.85 million. That's a lot for a kid in elementary school. I got to say that.
Oh, the kid gets $1.85?
Yeah, and the other one's going to get $1.7. I wonder how they change it. They're like,
Yeah.
He had slightly more semen than you.
He's going to be traumatized just 2% more than
1.85's worth.
Yeah.
1.7's worth. We've done the math on it here. Their lawsuits alleged. Oh, my boy. Oh, my God. My thing jumped all around here. Their lawsuit alleged that Burnt sexually harassed, abused, and molested them on multiple occasions between '04 and '08. LA Unified did not immediately respond to the request for comment Monday. The settlements did not include any admissions of wrongdoing by the district.
District said he did nothing wrong.
Well, they just said that they had no wrongdoing.
Oh.
He Burnt, a former third grade teacher, was arrested back in 2012 and pleaded no contest to the following year of 23 counts of lewd conduct. The allegations against him included that he fed children his semen in what he called a tasting game.
That is pretty bad.
Yeah, I'd say so.
That is.
It also, I mean, this seems like he didn't even hide it. Like, usually, like, the past semen terrorists whom are teachers that we've come across, they've been putting it, like, on donuts, in pastries, things like that, or, like, cookies, perhaps, the old cookies.
Oh, my God.
But this is just, I think this guy's just like, I wonder if this is just straight from the tap, the way that he's doing it, the tasting game.
What do you mean from the tap? He jerks off right into it?
Yeah, that's what I was getting at. Because otherwise, I always wonder,
God.
If you had a cookie and it had semen on it, would you be like, there's semen on this cookie? Would you know?
Yes.
Just, you would immediately leap to semen.
I wouldn't even have to taste it. Just the look on it.
Sure.
I would question, what is on this?
Or a glaze of some sort.
Oh. Yeah.
Would your mind go, this looks like jizz?
I think so.
My mind wouldn't be anywhere near jizz.
I mean.
But I'm a boy, so then when I ate it, I'd be like, it's weird.
Wouldn't you just like see the textures a little like,
I guess, yeah,
watery?
But I thought it was like they did a good job of cloaking it. I give them too much credit, these criminals, because I always think it was mixed
in with frosting,
right,
sure,
that's
but
true too.
I think you're saying it's just
right. You're right.
I feel
right.
Like every episode there's one of these stories in
a
different
way. Oh, there sure is. There's semen terrorism. It's abound out there, folks.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of them. As a matter of fact, I think there's another one.
The way I'm seeing it in my head is the teacher calls the kids up. There's like plastic cups lined up.
Oh, you think they had cups?
And he goes, okay, drink all the cups. Is that how you're seeing it?
I saw it as he was this is so weird that I like that you asked me that, and I'm going to describe what I thought.
Okay, what did you see?
I pictured the scene in Mary Poppins when she pours them the medicine into the big spoon, and then they eat
just a spoonful of sugar.
Yes, but remember when they're like, I hate medicine, and then I
forgot all this musical very well.
And then she pours it in one, and I forget what the first flavor is. She's like, butterscotch ripple, and then the other kid's like, it changes color, and he gets like candy apple or some shit like that.
Can you pull that scene up? I don't know if you're allowed to watch it on your show.
We'll watch it, but we'll probably get flagged, so cut it out.
See, we might have to cut it out because Disney.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you mean like little shot glasses of semen you're thinking?
I thought he was giving them spoonfuls of semen. Just a spoonful of semen helps the medicine go down. The medicine go down. Are we going to watch it?
Go down.
Just a spoonful of semen. One time I brought a girl home and my friend was sleeping on the couch and we were all talking in the living room and my room was off of the living room and it was time to bring the girl into my room. And I was like, come with me and you'll be in. And then everyone was like thoroughly creeped out. Anyhow.
Because
it was a little too much a world of pure imagination. Let's see it. Even though we're going to have to cut it out.
You see, in every job that must be done, there is an element of fun.
Find the fun and...
Snap! The job's a game.
No, we don't have to watch the song. I want to see them eat the medicine.
I don't want to eat the medicine.
Stupid kid. They're shitty little children who threw all their toys around and this dad comes home from a bank and now I relate with the dad. Now that I'm old and the dad comes back from the bank, he's just like, a British home requires nothing less. And then he goes into the song and he talks about how it needs to be run like a fucking...
Anyhow, did you sing for me and Haley that one time?
I don't remember.
But it was exact... No, this isn't it. Was it Mary
Poppins? There we go.
Oh, okay.
Watch, they gasp when it changes colors.
I don't want it.
Then it's green. She's like, holy shit. Glug, glug, glug. She a little for mama, too. Little for mama Poppins. Gotta have mine.
Blind cordial, delicious.
What the?
Strawberry.
What was hers?
Lime cordial.
I'm like, what the fuck is that?
I didn't.
Rum punch.
Quite satisfactory.
That just means she's getting a little...
Oh.
Yeah, she's getting a little sauce.
Oh, rum punch. You know, there's probably things I should rewatch this and go, I probably missed a lot of things that went right over my head.
When's the last time you saw that? We could probably play that little snippet.
I was...
But we'll see.
I'm sure 8th grade, I was in Mary Poppins the ballet. When I was in 8th grade.
I mean, I watched it a disgusting amount of times.
Well, you like know it heart like word for
yeah,
word.
I know. It's the weirdest shocking thing about me, I think, probably.
I think you did perform Mary Poppins when we were at Chandler doing the mic drop.
Or was it
Chandler.
Willy Wonka?
No. Was it Willy Wonka?
Could have been.
The grandpa scene?
No, it wouldn't have been that one.
Okay, I think it was...
I don't remember.
I think it was Mary Poppins.
Today's Josh Potter Show is brought to us by Mack Weldon. And typically, I don't try to dress like a complete bonehead. I try to dress nicer than this. And Mack Weldon's helping me out. They can make me, you know, have my Fred Durst outfit on that I have now. But also, I can wear this one later after I take all this nonsense off and I can look like a respectable man. You may have been told that you can't have it all. Well, Mack Weldon's helping you have it all, my friend. Looking sharp and being comfortable in an outfit. Mack Weldon is here, putting that rumor to rest. Say goodbye to starchy Oxfords and stiff chinos. Mack Weldon makes clothes out of performance fabrics like their air knit fabric and their ultra light anti-swapping, no stink. I got this bad boy right here, but I got to tell you, my personal favorite, the hoodie I got, oh my God, so many compliments on it. And I'm going to wear that next time. I wish it was a little cooler in the studio. I would have wore it today, but I got this bad boy right here. It's so light, and it hides my gut that I have. Oh, I love it so much. Mack Weldon lets you look incredible without seeming like you're trying too hard. So stock up on all your wardrobe classics and get ready to be the most stylish and comfortable guy at the office. Get timeless looks with modern comfort from Mack Weldon. Go to MackWeldon.com. Get 20% off your first order with promo code Potter. That's MackWeldon.com. Promo code Potter, P-O-T-T-E-R. Anyhow, back to the
terror. Okay.
Darker times. Luis Acevedo and Josh Norby sent this one in. It says...
Wait, we're done with that one?
Oh, yeah. For the most part, he's in jail or whatever, he's convicted.
Got paid millions to...
Millions because they ate the semen. Think about how much millions you'd make if you got millions for every semen you ate.
I'm going to say something.
Yes.
I watched the Hulu documentary Quiet on Set.
Oh, my God. I knew this was going to... That's where I thought this was...
Well, this reminds me of this.
You know what? I didn't watch it. You know why?
Why? Because
I said to myself, I go, oh, let me guess what happens. The kids get molested.
Yeah.
All right. I don't need to watch it. Oh, I don't need to hear Drake Bell describe
what a rim job is like. Oh, but it's powerful. I would call it. It's powerful. It's the first time he talks about it.
It's just.
Did you watch it?
I mean, it is weird to me to want to watch something I know that kids get molested in. And then I also just like I have to hear Drake Bell detail it. Like,
you
it
know
doesn't
what?
Seem worth it. I'll watch a baseball
did
game.
You watch the Michael Jackson Leaving Neverland?
I did watch that one.
If you've seen that one,
yeah,
you've
this
seen
is, them all. Yeah, you've seen them all. Exactly. You've seen them all. Wayne Robson described
this
one
was
perfectly.
Very
that
similar
I mean,
to that.
I have to hear the sexy details of the fucking... It's terrible.
Drake,
I don't hear
Drake
it.
Said he doesn't say what happens. He goes, imagine the worst thing that could ever happen.
Yeah,
that
we are Drake Bell. We are. Yeah. We're imagining
it's
it, unfortunately.
It's so sad. I almost cried watching it.
You almost cried.
Because these boys were like my heroes growing up.
I know.
I didn't know that they were getting raped.
Nor did I. I mean, we didn't
have
know.
I wouldn't have been.
And
like,
evidently, either did Keenan. So get off his sack, okay?
Oh, Keenan. You're right. Keenan's left out of the documentary.
Yeah. And everyone's Kel. Like, what the fuck, dude? You know, Kel got.
You know, Kel did.
Yeah.
Because
I don't know. I'm just kidding. It's a terrible.
Well, you've turned very religious. I don't know if you know that.
I did. So. But anywho.
Okay. Anywho.
Back to the semen terrorism that's not on set.
Okay.
This is just out there in the world, folks. Roadside ice cream vendor in Telangana, Warangal district. I don't even know where the hell that is. Is this India? You know India, don't you, Alex? they were arrested after a video emerged showing him masturbating on his own product, police said. The man identified as Kalurum Kurbaya was selling ice cream in Nakanda, where he was caught on camera engaging in an objectable act. These sound like fake places and names, so I don't even know that this happened. This sounds like, what are we talking about?
He's selling ice cream after masturbating into it?
Mm-hmm. Kurbaya was, would you know, now would you know that if it was ice cream?
Well, if it's mixed in, probably not.
Right, like it's like Cold Stone, he's like folding it in.
I wouldn't know.
Mashing it
up. And you probably wouldn't even tell.
Yeah,
be able to tell, but he said people saw him doing it.
I haven't.
Oh, there's video. Oh,
I haven't eaten an abundance of semen. Of course, some semen's gotten in there. You know what I mean? So I don't know that it's such a strong flavor that it would strike me as like, how do they know? Other than the camera or the video, this video
it's
here.
It's the texture.
It's the texture.
But this is, they caught it on camera.
Yeah, this is easy. Caught. Red-handed, if you will. Caught white-handed.
Warangal, Telangana.
Where the hell is that?
Well, it's a state in India.
Okay, so what we learned is don't get the ice cream in Telangana.
Well, that's an awful thing to say about the folk of Telangana who are selling ice cream. I mean, after one guy ruins it for everybody?
Yeah.
You think it's everybody's jerking it into the ice cream in Telangana? I don't think so.
I don't know. I'm not going to do it. I'm just not going to get ice cream there.
Well, we've got another semen terrorist. Oh, in this one is another one that is...
Is this a thing?
Yes, it is.
Oh, sorry. I missed the...
Oh, no, no, no. It's okay. I hit the wrong one.
Oh, okay. Anyways. I'm waiting for it.
I don't know if this one's right.
The terror. I call upon all nations to do everything they can...
Is this the semen terrorism?
...to stop these terrorist killers.
That's about semen terrorism. Look at that. I didn't even know that was there. That's not the right thing. It was supposed to say in Walmart.
Fucking nasty. So
this one's in Walmart. That was what I was getting to the entire time.
Oh, okay.
Anyhow.
It's another semen terror.
It is, exactly. Justin Hernando Harris was arrested Tuesday after ejaculating on a woman shopping with her daughter in a South Florida Walmart. This one back in the old U.S. of A., folks. The incident occurred in a paint section of the Walmart in Miami Gardens. The victim reported Harris to an off-duty police officer, stating that she noticed Harris brush up against her and asked, "What did you just do to me? Did you take a picture of me?" Harris responded, "What would I do that for?" and walked away, according to police. Then, when the woman turned around, her daughter pointed to a white, creamy substance on the back of her left butt cheek.
No.
Harris was arrested and charged with lewd and lascivious behavior.
No.
So this woman was like, huh, I felt this guy brush up. I would have, if it were me, granted I'm not a woman, I'm saying me as a white man getting brushed up upon in a Walmart, I say, I'm sorry. No matter who, if the guy brushed up on me, I always say I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Me always, too. I always say, I'm sorry.
You would have said sorry in this case, you think? And then lo and behold.
So, I would go, oh, sorry, so sorry.
You're like, oh, yeah. Sorry. I think you got your cum on me. I'm so sorry. I got in the way of whatever you were supposed to put your cum on because it landed on me. Sorry about that.
Sorry about that. It wasn't supposed to land on me, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I mean, got in the way. I'm so sorry.
It's my fault that your cum's on me right now. And I'm so sorry about that.
It's my fault.
I apologize profusely. Can't believe I allowed that. Anyhow.
So as a white man, you would have the same response. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I think it's just a type of person. I would never go, what did you just do to me?
No,
I mean, unless
never.
It was very like, unless I'm like alone in an aisle and this guy's like, and then he just beelines it down the aisle and doesn't avoid me, I would definitely go like, what the hell was that?
Okay, yeah.
But if we're just, you know, milling about and all of a sudden a guy just brushes up onto me like that, I go, oh, my bad.
Now, what if I told you what we learned from this video is to not go to Walmart?
I think that's all you're saying a lot. It's a lot of Walmarts out there, folks.
So you're
do you ever go? You don't ever go to a Walmart.
They don't have Walmart near me.
I don't. They don't. You're right.
Where's a Walmart near you?
I'm sure there's one over there somewhere.
Mm-mm.
I'm sure in this in this industrial yard. We don't need to dox me and find out where a Walmart is near
Walmart,
me.
Walmart. Walmart for me is like minimum an hour away. It doesn't make any sense for me to go to Walmart.
I don't care. Either way, I would never. I don't go. And it's not because I have anything against Walmart. I just I used to live across the street from one in my old apartment in North Tonawanda, folks, right across the old railroad
tracks. Tonawanda.
I lived at Google Walmart.
Sounds like Warungal.
Google Maps the Walmart on Erie Avenue in North Tonawanda. There you can dox
North
my old apartment.
North Tonawanda.
North Tonawanda.
Where did you live?
I lived, see that big straight line that we just saw? Go zoom in again. What the hell happened?
No, I need you to zoom in.
See that
out.
Big straight line? That's where I lived, Erie Avenue. I lived exactly,
is
like,
this
see
in
where
Buffalo?
See where that cross street is? Right, go down on your mouse. I lived right there where your mouse is, right around there.
Oh, wait, but like what state is this?
This is in Buffalo, New York.
Well, Buffalo,
North,
that's
North
why.
Tonawanda, New York. There's okay. Literally, that is my house. That,
really?
Is that on there as my house?
It says,
what does it say?
Josh's house.
Buffalo Pizza Project.
I lived next to the Buffalo Pizza Project. I definitely did.
Wow.
The Cricket Tavern right there. Go in on that. Go in on the Cricket Tavern. Have we done this already? Have I shown the Cricket Tavern? Because this was the bar I'd walk to and drink at every single day. I was a regular. See if you can get a like a street view of that.
How fun. Looks cute.
You can't see it from there. Okay, see it?
Oh, never mind.
Cricket Tavern.
Never
Cricket
mind.
Cricket Tavern right there,
never
baby.
Never mind, not what I was expecting.
So now if you turn left, go the other way, The Walmart is down the right old there. Street there. Yep. I lived up, and my house would be right on the right after this bush.
Oh my gosh.
And we passed it, but there you are.
Wow.
That's
right
where I
here. Live. You yeah, lived yeah, right yeah, on no. this highway.
I did. I lived on this street. This is weird. Oh no, it's. How far did you go?
It's back the other way.
Might be a little bit. Drive. Might be. Yep. Okay. See there, those cars are parked.
Yep.
Yep. Okay.
Wow. Honestly, beautiful.
There
beautiful
it is. Foliage. I lived in the upstairs of that duplex.
Wow, Josh.
I'm doxing my landlords now.
Wow.
Yep. Not my beautiful. Finest moment. Literally the lowest point in my life.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, if that's the lowest, then what a beautiful life you've had.
Can't abide such idiocy any longer.
Today's Josh Potter Show, also brought to us by the Game Time app, my favorite app on my phone. It's been coming in handy quite a bit as of late, and baseball season has just begun, so I can't wait to really get in there and test the Game Time app. You want to go see a concert, but the show's already started? Well, don't panic. Game Time has you covered, and I'd imagine that happens when it comes to baseball as well. Oh no, it's the second inning. What do I do? Game Time, boom, they've got you covered. Game Time is the best way to buy tickets for all the events near you. Not only do they have last minute deals, but they even sell tickets to events for up to an hour after the start time. You can see the view from your seat before you purchase, and Game Time has 24-hour returns, no questions asked. Boy, oh boy, I went to Sloan Park down there while I was in Chandler, Arizona. Watch the Cubs spring training. I've never been to Sloan Park before. Who the hell knows what Sloan Park looks like? Well, on the Game Time app, boom, bam, bing, I'm looking at my view from my seats, get a little glimpse of what I'm in store for Sloan Park. So it came in handy there. I plan to go to a bunch of baseball games this summer, so I'm hoping that the Game Time app will be used quite a bit. So with job loss assurance, Game Time has you covered. If you lose your job and you need a refund on your tickets, Game Time's got you. You hear that? That's crazy. At first, I wondered if I had the right copy there for a second. But job loss assurance. So you're like, oh my God, I lost my job. How am I going to feed myself? Well, Game Time's like, hey, get a refund for those tickets. We've got you. So take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use code Potter for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code POTTER for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Well, in this story, this was sent in by two Roach reporters too. I love getting repeats. JoshPotterShow@gmail.com. You can send things in. A man was arrested on Friday after appearing to carry and eat a body part from someone who was killed by a train. We just saw the train tracks.
No.
This man was killed by a train. Video circulating on social media showing the incident. The Kern County Sheriff's Office said that Rosendo Tellez, 27, was arrested on Friday following a train collision. A pedestrian was hit by a train. I wonder how often that
I'm happens. Sorry. Was he killed or someone, an innocent bystander?
Someone else.
Was?
So this guy's walking around and he goes, he sees a guy get hit by a train. He goes, oh, what luck. And then he takes his body parts for food.
That's what happened. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's worse than I thought.
So he saw this man get hit by a train and his leg got severed off or something. He goes, free leg? Sick. And he goes and he picks it up, put it over his shoulder.
No.
And then he gets arrested.
Absolutely, he gets arrested.
He's charged with removing and mutilating human remains. This guy just, he probably was hungry. Is a Rosendo Tellez?
I think
who knows
he
where
has
he's
something
from.
Wrong. I think he has something wrong with his.
I think he was stoked to be like, what's this leg? A fresh leg.
Isn't that something's programmed? Talk about reprogramming your brain. He has some work to do.
Do you think he saw the leg and was like, well, you're not using this? And he took it.
It could, yeah. Could have been.
He made a joke. What a day. I found this whole leg here.
I think he could have.
He was probably so happy until the Kern County Sheriff's Office came knocking on his door. Sir, do you have a leg in here?
I mean, this is wild.
Yeah, what luck for that guy. First he gets hit by a train, then this guy's walking away with his leg. Golly.
And
that's a rough day, huh?
So yeah, it says he got charged with what?
Removing or mutilating human remains.
Oh my God, what a thing to be charged with. Good luck for him ever getting a job.
Yeah, that'd be tough, I'll say.
You know what I mean?
Oh God, I do know what you mean. Let's get to some sports. I saved the sports till the end for you.
Oh, thank you.
Crybabies who don't like sports.
Oh, oh.
beep 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 beep. Beep, 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 dee, 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 dee. Chase, opening day
opening just happened. Opening day just happened.
My favorite day.
Mine too.
Are you excited to go to some baseball games or what?
I knew you were going to say baseball. Yes.
Oh, that's opening day? That's what it meant?
Baseball. I was going, is it soccer? Is it baseball? It was baseball.
It was baseball.
Do they have an opening day for soccer?
I don't care or know. I mean, they might. They have the first game of the year, I'm sure. But I love opening day with all of my heart. It was the most fun time. And they like to do little special treats on opening day because it is like a holiday in many cities.
Oh, on opening day, like the whole city celebrates the whole like AFL, NBA. What is this one?
MLB. Yes.
So the whole city celebrates MLB.
Well, yes, they are excited. They go to the bars. It's the opening day. The whole new season is upon us. Spring is here for a lot of these places. You know, they're like, the weather's breaking. It's a special time. Cool. So they gave it's at the very top there, Alex, with the Mets honored a veteran, which is always very nice.
Did the Dodgers do anything?
The Dodgers did quite a bit of things, but okay. let's watch this video here.
About the Mets.
Go to the top.
And here he is, our veteran of the game, Seymour Wiener.
Now, so awesome that they honored a veteran. Do you think they were like in the meeting beforehand? I mean, think about the conversations they had in the meetings that led up to this. We're going to be honoring a veteran today, one of the oldest veteran Met fans. He has a weird name. Or do you think they were excited about it because they were like, this is going to go viral. Everyone's going to be talking about Seymour Wiener.
I couldn't tell. I don't know what these meetings entail.
You never go to them. You just think about these suits. You know what I mean?
You think marketers. You think they're like...
They're planning the festivities for the game. This wasn't random. They weren't like, we got to get a veteran. Where do we get one? And they find one last minute. They had this set up. This is opening day.
I think since they were professionals, like in suits and ties, they weren't allowed to like... I bet nobody... They've seen those videos about harassment in the workplace and they were too scared to say a thing. And everybody was just like, okay.
I think they hear it and they go... This is going to be awesome.
You do?
Yeah.
Who can we call to find out?
I'm going to call the Mets tomorrow.
Okay.
That's great. We got to get to the bottom of it. Okay. You were talking about soccer. Adidas has recently... Now, baseball, by the way, having uniform issues. The Fanatics people, they don't know how to make a fucking uniform to save their lives, evidently.
Okay.
And they're having real issues in all sorts of capacities. But soccer, evidently having their own issues with... uniforms. Adidas banned football fans from buying German football kits customized with the number 44 after the media raised its resemblance to the symbol used in World War II by the Nazi SS units. Oh my God. The number 44. Isn't there a number that is like, what is the number that's like the Nazi number?
88.
So you think they banned that one? I don't know. But this is supposed to be, evidently, this looks too much like a swastika. I'd gamble to say that all 44s kind of look like a botched up swastika.
This one looks pretty not good, though.
What about just the number 4, though? They didn't ban that.
It's
because it looks like SS.
The SS part. I didn't even think of that. I was thinking swastikas.
I was thinking swastikas too.
No, the SS, like the fours look like the S's on the like the sleeves, I guess. There was like an SS patch, yeah?
Oh.
Something or other. That's what it says here. SS people. We will block personalizations of the jerseys, an Adidas spokesman said. SS units were the most responsible for crimes against humanity committed by the Nazis. I like how they put that in there. By the way, if you didn't remember, the newly released kit has also caused controversy with its choice of pink for the away colors. Oh, so they're like, and it's gay, by the way. Not only is there stuff, it's also gay.
Who is number 44?
That's the thing. There is no number. Like people,
there's no
they were
number
talking
44.
About the personalization.
Got
but now
it.
I bet one of the players is going to jump on that number.
Oh,
the issue was first raised by historian Michael Koenig, who said the design of the kits were very questionable. The SS Rune was designed for use by the Nazi units in 29. Members of the SS range from Gestapo agents, blah, blah, blah. We all know that. Concentration camps, death camps, millions of Jews. We know what happened. Adidas spokesman Oliver Brugen denied that the kit's resemblance to the Nazi symbols was intentional. Well, I would hope so. I mean, that would be wild if he was like, yeah, no, we meant to do that. It's Germany. Adidas separately told the BBC that the German Football Association and its partners had designed the numbers on the shirts. In a post on X/Twitter, the DFB said the shirt designs had been submitted to the UEFA for review during the design process, and none of the parties involved saw any proximity to Nazi symbolism. So it's almost like they're saying to this guy, got Nazis on the brain, pal. Get your mind out of the gutter. It's one of those situations.
Yeah, it's on you.
Like, yeah, like, we're, you know, like if a friend says something and you assume it's dirty or something and they're like, where's your head at?
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Exactly.
So nailed they're like, it. Hey, historian, you're obsessed with the fucking Holocaust. That's why you see it. But yeah, there you go. I mean, that's pretty close. Look at that SS right there.
Yeah, that's very close. That's
yeah, that looks like
close.
A 44. Anyway, Germany will hold this year's European Football Championship, which will be held in 10 different cities.
Football is in soccer.
Soccer, yes, European.
Not to confuse
football.
Our sports fans
not
out there.
Not to confuse our sports fans, not at all. There was something else I sent that was just a pure video, and I don't even remember what it was. Is it on there? Oh, no, that was the fucking Nazi thing. I'm sorry. Boy, oh boy.
This is back to... Seymour Wiener.
Oh yeah, Seymour Wiener.
My grandpa's name was Richard, but
Dick
went by Dick our whole lives. And anytime he introduced himself to someone, he'd be like, "Hi, I'm Dick," and my grandma would go, "Richard, it's Richard." No matter what.
No one called him Dick though.
I mean, yeah, everyone did. Oh, but like later in life, I mean. Since I knew him, every time he introduced himself as Dick, my grandma would go, "It's Richard.
It's Richard.
His name is Richard."
Well, speaking of seeing more Wiener, I got more news stories. I've never really done this before, but I want to get back into some news ones again.
Great.
Two news segments.
What do you mean you've never done this before? This is a first?
Yeah, I've usually done them all together. And this time I go, hey, wait a minute. I missed a whole
bunch.
Well,
back to sports again really fast.
Yes.
I'm a big fan of Formula One now.
Oh, that's right.
I've told you this.
You did. You watched the television show.
Correct.
Just wanted to put that out there. So what's been going on? Can you give us a Formula One update?
Oh, no. I'm not up to date. I'm on season 4, and I'm really taking my time because there's 6 seasons. So I'm about, like, I'm following Formula One from 3 years ago.
I see.
So, and so I don't want any spoilers. I don't want any spoilers, to be honest. I'm just saying I like watching it and I'm a fan and I am trying to manifest going to Monaco.
You turn on a ESPN and you're like, you write them a strongly worded letter. You just spoiled season 4 yeah. of the F1 to me.
Because I know apparently there's a lot of drama going on. I'm like, don't tell me. I don't want to know because I want it to be a surprise.
No, you want to go to Monaco, huh? That would be fun.
Just think it'd be fun. So I just want to put it out there if anyone... gets free tickets to Formula One Monaco race. I am
actively Formula manifesting. One people ticket stuff, so we can maybe make this happen.
Okay, we'll
maybe
talk.
Not Monaco, but we can.
Oh
make
yeah,
it happen
Texas, Las Vegas,
but also
Florida.
My favorite one is NASCAR, and they just started a show just like that.
Yes,
for NASCAR.
Yes, they have.
Have you tried?
No. I am very loyal to Formula One.
Well, you got to check out the NASCAR one first. It's
maybe
more.
Next.
I think you'll like it because it's a little more. Hey, country music.
No, you think
America.
I like country music?
Taylor Swift's country music.
It's true. But she's the only country artist I like.
Yeah, but I feel like you like the boys in country music.
Who?
I don't know.
Keith Urban? What are their names?
I guess that's true. I mean, I guess I have no idea.
I don't know country music at all.
What about like Zach Bryan or whatever?
Never heard of
him. Or like Luke Bryan.
But
I feel like they all have the same name.
Zach Bryan sounds like a name I would be very attracted to.
Zach Bryan,
Luke Bryan from The Voice,
Zach Brown. I mean, they're all the same names. They all sound. I couldn't tell you which one was which.
You know,
if
what?
You put them in a lineup in front of me, I know the ones dating Brianna Chicken Fry.
Who's
this one here? This guy.
Is she on OnlyFans?
No,
sounds,
that'd be so funny.
Sounds like an OnlyFans name. Okay,
so you're not into him?
No,
what
never
about,
even heard
now,
of him.
Now show me Zach Brown.
Show me Zach.
I gotta see the difference. Okay, so that one's which one? Zach Bryan.
That's Zach Bryan.
Okay.
Okay, so I gotta discern that.
Oh God, and I'm not attracted to Zach Bryan.
Okay, Zach Brown, no dice. Now show me Luke Bryan.
Now Zach Brown is giving me Jason Kelsey
vibes. Yeah. You're not a Jason, you're a Travis.
I'm a Travis.
Yes.
Okay, Luke Bryan's cute.
Okay.
I know who he is from American Idol.
He's on American Idol.
That's the only reason I know him. He's a judge on American Idol.
So yeah, they all have the same fucking name.
Oh, look at young Luke Bryan. I like young Luke Bryan.
All right.
Okay. But no, now maybe I'll get into country music. I didn't know they were such cuties. Uh-oh.
Well, that's what I just thought. They were just like fucking Golden Retriever boys galore in these things.
I guess
things.
They are.
Anywho. Why were we talking about news?
Sorry.
No, yeah, we were, but why are we talking about
NASCAR?
Oh yeah, watch the NASCAR one.
Okay, I'll let you know what I think.
I think there's cute boys in there. Show me NASCAR boys.
Show me NASCAR boys.
Just Google current NASCAR,
NASCAR
drivers.
Kids.
I mean, I'm trying to think of who. I mean, they are kids basically. It's so weird. Back when I was
20,
when I first started watching NASCAR, it was old fat men like Jimmy Spencer and Ricky Rudd fucking racing, and now it's fucking little children.
You know what?
Are like engineers or whatever.
I would swipe right on all of them.
You would swipe right on it, not Kyle Busch. Don't say that.
Josh Berry.
Either.
I would.
You would.
Chase Briscoe, for sure. We have the same name.
There's a lot of Chases. There's Chase Elliott, Chase Briscoe. That's a. There's
Kyle
a million
Busch.
Chases in fucking.
Oh, perfect.
Chase Elliott, big one.
It could
one.
Be fun to date a Chase. Austin. Yeah,
Austin
I'd swipe right on all of them.
Ty Gibbs.
Ty's 14, the poor thing.
They are young. Go show me.
Oh my God, Carson's 12.
Is Chase Elliott on there? Because he's like he's a big deal.
Chase Elliott, number 9. My eye went straight to him. Oh, absolutely.
There you go.
Cutie patootie.
I think he's age appropriate as well.
Is NASCAR all American?
Pretty much. There's some foreigners who try to step in there, okay. Like Juan Pablo Montoya, and he's only good at the fucking road fucking courses, because of course, go back to your fucking IndyCar.
This is the most white roster I've ever seen.
100%. Bubba Wallace, the only African-American
this
guy.
Isn't
they
good.
Celebrate him quite a bit. There was a big hullabaloo when there was evidently a noose in his stall one time.
His name's Ross?
Ross who?
He's not
Ross
white?
Ross Chastain, no, he is white.
Oh, okay.
He's just very tan.
Oh,
just a very Ross Chastain got a little Ariana Grande happening to you here, pal.
Bubba Wallace
is the only black guy,
and he looks so white.
You think?
Yeah,
he is not, I'm afraid. Anywho,
okay, well, anywho, I'll
the,
watch
inner city blacks
penis.
Whoa.
Penis.
You did that one on your own.
Mm-hmm.
It sounded just like it. Freddie Jackson sent this in to joshpottershow@gmail.com. I don't know if it's Fred Jackson from Coe College, played for the Buffalo Bills for many years, running back. That would be cool. But it could just be another guy named Fred Jackson.
Okay.
Anyway, it said, this is a cool girl. A banker who mocked the penis size.
Penis.
Size. And salaries of cops as she was arrested after being barred from a flight. Has a long history of getting drunk, on work trips. Do we have a video of this?
She's going to get fired.
That was a hell of an opening paragraph.
I mean, think about how hard it is going to be for her to get a job.
Not as a banker. She's just getting sauced and yelling at cops.
Oh, this poor woman.
She mocked the penis size and salaries of cops. So what do you think she said? If you were to venture to guess.
Penis is so small, and I bet you have $4,000 a year.
It's actually really close. She said, you pieces of shit making $60,000 a year. I bet you all have small dicks.
I like yours better.
Wait,
try it again.
I would say the same thing. Okay, I would say, or she would
now,
say.
Now, what would you say if you were her? You had to say these things.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was in your way. I wouldn't say any of this.
I bet your dicks are so big and you make $1 million. Do we have the video?
It's like 30 minutes long.
What?
Oh, we love that.
I mean, just get to the fucking point of it.
She look doesn't she just scream Karen?
Well, obviously, Angela Nicole Killian's her name. She's 44, a divorced mother of two. She was flying American Airlines from Dallas-Fort Worth to Bogota, Colombia.
And why did she even get... Oh, yeah, you piece of shit. You make...
Well, we're going to get to it here. Newly released police body cam footage video shows cops arresting her for public intoxication. Now, I've been I've been intoxicated in public pretty much every day for the last, I don't know how long. I mean, how do you get arrested for something like that?
Me too. I once, a police told me, go home.
Wow. But what was that? What did you do? Were you like, your dick is so big, excuse me, I'm sorry.
I was outside of a bar, kind of just like roaming around.
Roaming?
Just roaming around. I was almost going to step into traffic on accident. And the...
Oh, you were roaming like that. You were...
I was just kind of roaming around.
Bumbling.
This was college. And the police just said, go home. Time to go home. And yeah, I said, you got it.
As if you weren't trying to already.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. So.
But
that,
anyways, that's a fun story, right?
I've never
got to go home.
I've never got public intoxication. Hmm. That is nice.
Yeah, I mean.
What if he was like, hey, drive home?
Did you park? Is your car
Where's
nearby?
Your car parked? Get to it and drive home. Get out of here.
Go home. Get out of here.
Let's see this video so we don't have audio.
In September 2023, officers were called to the airport in regards to a highly intoxicated woman.
So there we go. Oh, this is it. Oh.
I've done voiceover before, so yeah, I'm happy.
Yeah.
I'm happy to read this.
So they grab her. They're pushing her. She's got her luggage, and I'm sure she's...
Look at the view, just right on her,
I mean, this is body cam footage. Oh, she's okay. Videoing the cops, too, and her hair is short, folks. It is a short hair. She has
hair
shut
has
it down.
Had it up to here.
She has shut it down, and now she's sitting down.
Okay.
What the hell's going on with this thing?
Why no?
Why is there no audio? Do we have any sound on this? Damn.
What a bummer.
Oh, there we go.
Because right now, it's completely escalated. Okay?
It's a woman cop, turns out. So, of course she has a small...
Out.
Of course she has a small penis. She's a woman.
Oh, yeah. Just three. What did you say to Captain Sam? What did you say
to Captain Sam? How's it going? Yeah, everyone okay? Yeah.
Now the man cop comes. Here he is with his small dick and his low salary.
She touched somebody? Me, her, and her.
So what happened?
Damn. She touched me, her, and her.
She actually screamed once I let her down the jet bridge and just cursed. I said, man, we can't do that. Just come up.
This video sucks.
I kind of love it.
Why does it keep stopping? Just play.
I don't even know what's going on. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Yep, you don't.
Right.
And I am not fucking walking my way into this. So you this is not what you think. I have flown for 30 years. I'm a high school graduate and I've worked my way out of the darkest.
Oh my God.
I honestly.
Do they know that they're on camera or something? Because they're just like, I worked my, like giving their little sob story of a lifetime. I worked my way out of the darkest of places.
I'm a high school graduate.
I'm a high school graduate. Yeah, okay. So is I mean, that is not a brag, lady. I'm a dumb fucking moron. And guess what? I finished that shit early, basically. Everyone, they set it up that way. You go to any public school, they try to get you the fuck out of there with that high school diploma. They want you to get a fucking job. I want to hear, call them small dick losers. That's a woman.
Nope. No, I have a lawyer. I have an option to get a lawyer.
If you fight us.
I have an option to get a lawyer.
When you get to the jail, you can discuss that with him. If you fight us, you get another.
God, imagine yelling.
Oh my God.
So much. Please keep it playing.
Get another charge and you don't get out in 4 hours. Do you understand that? Do you understand? Okay.
You piece of shit, and I'll sit down. And I'll not get detained. So now
look at that guy sleeping.
Yeah, that'd be me in the airport. Will you shut that lady up? I'm trying to sleep here in this fucking layover, for Christ's sake, on this terrible, awful chair that they gave us.
Get off of my fucking cuffs. What did I do? Stop.
All right. Stop. We're charging with resistance.
I have a recording. Pieces of mediocre of your life.
Whoa.
Make yourself feel good, making 60 grand a year.
I didn't hear it call him small dick though yet.
It hasn't come up yet.
Being tiny piece of
Oh, there you go. You tiny dick piece of shit.
You feel good and your wife with your 5-inch.
Hey, hey, what's wrong with 5 inches, lady? Hey,
are you done yet?
Yeah.
Did they put her on the floor because she said they have 5-inch dicks?
I mean, he did seem to, that did bother him, it seemed. And 5 inches is nothing to sneeze
that
at,
bothered
lady,
him.
You stupid bitch. I mean, what the hell?
He goes, don't you dare insult my dick.
Does your wife like it when you fuck her? I got oddly hot for a second there. I was like, whoa, is she trying to fuck him or is she trying to resist? Maybe she wanted to get thrown on the ground a little bit, you know what I'm saying?
Oh my God.
Wild. I didn't expect her to get so detailed with it.
Very detailed.
Do you like fucking your wife with that 5-inch? 5 inches? I mean, if you're going to go small, you got to go 2 or 3, lady. I mean, come on.
Yeah, isn't that normal?
I mean, I would hope so.
Yeah. You'd think she'd say, like, micro penis.
Yeah, you think she'd be like, your fucking micro penis, you stupid fucking. One wow. inch dick fucking.
You know,
bitch.
I watch these videos and I get so sad because.
Why? Because you weren't there?
No, that's. I wish that was what I said. Because there's just so many of these ladies in our country.
Oh.
There's like channels on TikTok dedicated to Karens. There's so much content of these women. And yeah. It's awful.
Makes you wonder if they notice that and that's why they raise this thing. I mean, it's so crazy to, I guess if you're drunk, you do things. I don't. If I was drunk, I'd be like, I'm such a piece of shit. I'm so sorry, officer. What happened? I don't know why I'm here.
I think they wouldn't, sobered up, though.
They wouldn't throw me on the ground for resisting. They'd throw me on the ground because they'd be like, be a fucking man. God.
Yeah. Stand up for yourself.
God, you're so pathetic. Like, your dick's so big and I bet you make lots of money.
Wow.
All right, Chase, we'll plug everything and anything.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course.
I would love to plug my OnlyFans again.
Yes, please.
Chase Elaine. Mm. And then I do have that tea company still, Pity Partee, PityPartee.com. For any tea needs you might have.
Follow it on Instagram. I like the reels you make. And one time Chase wanted me to help her make some reels and she goes, I don't want anything too dark. And then like all of them are about existential dread.
Yeah.
One drinking
got,
tea.
One got 12 million views.
Wow.
I know. I mean, if only I could translate that to my Instagram. But anyways, those are the two things I want to plug. I'm going to be at the Netflix is a Joke Festival May 7th and 8th, but I'll post those on my Instagram.
Ooh, that's exciting. And folks, if you want to come see the old Roach live, thejoshpotter.com is where you can go check it out. By the way, do send in your reportings and your instrumentals the way that Killa Cope sent in this bad boy here. Make sure you go over to joshpottershow@gmail.com to send those in. But if you want to see me live, tickets for all the shows are available, thejoshpotter.com, or you can just go to the description and find all the dates again. We got so many dates. April 26th, 27th, Huntsville, Alabama. May 3rd, Seattle. May 17th and 18th, Chicago. May 30th, Washington, D.C. Allentown, PA. The day after that, May 30th, with Tim Butterly at the Emmaus Theater. We got Houston, we got Baltimore, we got Cleveland, we got Boston, we got Omaha, we got Des Moines, we got Portland, we got Long Island. Go over to thejoshpotter.com and buy tickets to whatever the hell city you're in. I hope that I'm coming there ASAP. Also, the Patreon, patreon.com/thejoshpottershow. You know, rate, review, like this whole thing. Please keep it going. Tell your friends about it if you enjoy it. And we will see you next time, all right? Thank you to Alex. Thank you to Bobby. Thank you to Chase. Thank you to Kirsten. Love y'all. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Coming to 11 direct with the Roach. We shotgun the beers, ain't got time for a toast. It's the only place I get my sports like for real, son. He taught us nobody's more sus than Russell Wilson.
Here's the deal, son. Won't find us in Walmart. Josh Potter, keep it frank, kind of like a ballpark. It wasn't nothing talking all that jism. Turns out there's a lot of semen terrorism.
Now it's time we hit him. Bringing Votto to the plate. Roachy awards with Chase O'Donnell the Great. Let me stop for a second, because it's Ass Marty time, because it's idiocy. You know I cannot abide.
Not a fan of these guys. Gonna damage the rise. Worse than the host known as the Roach. Leaving an idiot woman standing on the side. Or looking like she just tripped into a mud.
promote. I'ma kill this Henny beat like murder. Been in more studios than most have ever heard of. Please to be listening, hit that like and subscribe. So many bills, half got the mafia vibe.
A lot to describe like a Roach reporter. Teacher on OF, don't report her. Trying to live life with my mannequin wife and my mannequin kids, if that's my mannequin right.
Been a fan of this guy since the Roach Motel. Couple hundred weeks in, still funny as hell. From the tip cup to back sis and blind eyes, Potter has one of the best shows of all time.
Now watch this drive. Pop a couple tall cans with the Roach King and caught the vibe. Ready to pour more, scurry out the floorboards. Hit like, comment, and subscribe.